Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast, episode number 491. This is concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who and Garfield. Did I ever tell you that my parents nearly banned Garfield comics in the household? Yeah, I'm talking about the orange cat who liked lasagna. And before I go any further, the true voice of Garfield is Lorenzo Music, not Bill Murray. Anyway, in the 80s, we had all the collected Garfield books, and my brother and I constantly read them. And the thing you need to understand about Garfield is that A, he's surrounded by characters who are dumber than him, and B, he is sarcastic as hell. And I can't remember what the breaking point was for Mom and Dad, but they decided that I had gotten way too sarcastic, and it must have been the influence of those Garfield books, and everything from Garfield at Large to Garfield Eats His Heart Out nearly got thrown out. You know, actually, the sarcasm may have come from me becoming an adolescent. Wait, that may have been a sarcastic statement. Anyway, what's this got to do with Doctor Who? Glad you asked. Under some writers, the Doctor, like Garfield, is impatience and superiority personified, frequently coming with sarcasm or condescension along for the ride. The Doctor can be a character like House from the Fox Medical series, or Tony Stark rolling his eyes at Steve Rogers.
What's it look like in there?
It seems to run on some form of electricity.
Well, you're not wrong.
Whether it's the third Doctor being frustrated with the Brigadier, the fourth Doctor cutting down the fools around him, or the sixth being oh so smug with Perry, the Doctor is smarter than everyone else and exasperated with them for not being able to keep up. In modern Doctor Who, the trait seems to come out the most when the Doctor is being written or showrun by Stephen Moffat. "No one human has anything to say to me today," says the 11th Doctor. Rarely, the Doctor is even on the receiving end of that kind of condescension.
Who are you?
Oh, you know who I am. I'm Missy.
Who's Missy?
Please try to keep up.
Even the gentlest Doctor we've ever had isn't immune from Moffat's word processors.
I like to enter investigations with my mind completely blank. I fit in better.
Should I make my mind blank too, sir?
It may not be necessary in your case, Trev.
Okay.
So when I think of Doctor Who, consciously, I think of adventures in space and time, not of smugness and superiority, but that is part of the show's DNA. The show celebrates the intellect, but it also privileges it. And sometimes the show can be cruel to characters who are a step behind. And here's my point. I was a kid reading Garfield comics for the humor, not the sarcasm. And yet, I arguably started adopting the sarcasm. And lately, I've been more aware of the times that I've been impatient or even condescending to people who aren't on the same page with me, colleagues or loved ones, whom I don't feel are keeping up. It's rarely fair, and it's always unkind. When Doctor Who writers are at the top of their game, and this includes Moffat, the Doctor gets called on his unkindness and hypocrisy, maybe even atones for it. Because in the real world, condescension is a deflection. You see something you don't like about yourself in someone else, and you recoil. Maybe the Doctor is afraid of those moments when he doesn't have all the answers. Maybe he regrets when he had to be a soldier. Has Doctor Who programmed me to be unkind? Absolutely not. But the Doctor's smug superiority is an off-and-on undercurrent of more than 60 years in the TARDIS, and maybe it helps for me to pay attention to that. The 12th Doctor himself said, "Always try to be nice, but never fail to be kind." That's one of my favorite TV mantras, right up there with, "Be curious, not judgmental." It's a good idea for me to lean into those admonitions and to stay on guard against lazily adopting the Doctor's less admirable qualities when the Doctor isn't living up to their own highest ideals. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast. As always, you can find previous episodes at twominutetimelord.com. You can find me on social media. My favorite account these days is ThatChipGuy at Blue Sky. And hopefully I will see you in February at the Gallifrey One convention. 2 Minute Time Lord is a Blue Box Communications production.